Jason, you can't stand it.
All right. All right, JJ. Almost had a top five run today, and it's sixth place, which is better than, I guess, the last few weeks.
Best finish of the year. Still not a good finish, but best finish of the year. The car's not hurt too bad.
How was your run for you? Were you working on the 01 for a long time, and then what happened there?
I was wondering if you were going to ask me that.
I'm leaving it all up to you.
No, it's obvious what happened. I got in him. I was under him, and I wasn't enough. I spun him out, and same thing I've been harping on everybody about, and I did it. Just I was faster, and I couldn't get around him, and I thought that I got some runs on him, and I thought I was going to go under him, but no. Long story short, no, I screwed up, and I apologize to Dalton, I'm not going to pass any blame on anybody but me.
And Kyle actually went your way, though.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I was six before I spun him out, and I was six after I spun him out. So,
well, as far as not having to go to the rear.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the tower didn't see what I saw, or maybe I'm not as guilty as I thought I was, but I think I am. But, yeah, I don't know. That's one of those judgment calls I got to make.
At that point, it was just pretty much hang on from there. Did you think you had anything for the leaders?
No, I hit some foam blocks and screwed up the toe, and I was just holding on it. Car was out of whack. It wasn't that good beforehand. It was tight, and we made adjustments, and we didn't adjust correctly, and the car was tight all night. It was kind of fast, but not where it needed to be.
Well, halfway through July, you get a sixth place. You're saying that's the best finish of the year. Is this a little bit later for you to be saying your best finish of the year, and it happens to be in sixth place than you would have anticipated at the beginning of the season?
Oh yeah, no, we expected a lot better than this, but. Yeah, I don't know. What the only thing that keeps us going is, next week we could take off and be fast and put all the bad nights behind us and go fast next week. You never know. We could turn the corner at any time.
For a quick second, I thought you were going to say it is what it is.
Yeah. I guess it was. Look out, Chris.
All right. Finally, who'd you like to thank for your sixth place run tonight?
Well, I'd like to thank all the guys that came down. Like to thank Jimmy James Barbecue brought us a nice feast tonight. Billy Whitaker Cars and Trucks, Thunder Road Bar and Grill. Ashley Lynn Winery helps us out. Nice Price Auto Sales, D&S Landscaping, and all the guys on the Team Tap Out crew that work so hard all the time.